All right, listeners, welcome to another episode of Marty Takes the Mic here at Responsive Learning, powered by Responsive Learning. And I am super excited today to have you meet a very good friend of mine, my BFF, Dr. Monica Anguiano. And Monica is a strategist. She's a leadership consultant. She specializes in coaching leaders. She works with talent pipelines. She works on strategic staffing. Can you say that even three times fast? Strategic staffing. We're going to try that, listeners. And also, she works on, I'm looking down at my notes here, at residency programs for teachers. Monica, I'm so excited to have you on what you told me was your first ever podcast episode as a guest. I'm excited to be the one that gets to interview you for that. So welcome to Marty Takes the Mic, a part of Love, Sweat, and Tears podcast here, powered by Responsive Learning. Welcome, Monica.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Marty. It's an honor for me to be on your podcast and just share some insights and some of my experiences and learned experiences. So I'm really excited to be here and being a part of this podcast.
That is awesome. And Monica, you and I were just talking before we hit record about some kind of your background a little bit. So for people who don't know you, and as a new podcast guest, why don't you give us the quick and dirty of your history, how you got to be where you are today?
So I started as a classroom teacher 25 years ago. Can you believe it? Time flies. So as a classroom teacher, and then I worked my way up into being a school administrator for 10 years in a very large district. And then I moved over to doing some leadership consultant work where I sustain scale programs with strong talent pipelines with school districts in partnership with universities.
So Monica and I met, listeners, actually we met on Twitter,
We did.
essentially, right? We had some mutual friends when X was Twitter, and we connected there. And then, as happens in big cities that are small towns, we ended up knowing a lot of the same people, and we ended up being in the same coaching class program to learn how to be better coaches. So we got to meet an actual sort of person, because it was all on Zoom, so it was at least visual, right? And then we since have gotten to meet in human form. As recently as last week, we got to see each other when I got to do some presenting to some leaders, and Monica was also presenting to those same leaders. So happy to have you here and talk about a topic that I think is really pertinent for right now, and that is this. So we talk about, in education, we have some big goals. We have, every year we set up our campus improvement plans, we set up our district improvement plans in a classroom, we set our goals for the year, and we end up having these big goals for the year. And, very often we don't look at those goals again, maybe until we're getting towards the end of the year when we're doing our summative whatnot. That's the technical term, the summative whatnot that we have to do towards the end of a school year. But in order to sustain the progress towards those goals, I feel like we have to, as a school, as people, celebrate some of the small wins that happen along the way. Right. So we're always focused ultimately on the big prize at the end, the student growth, the culture growth, all of those things. But along the way, we feel like we have to meet, and celebrate some of those small wins. So Monica, I'm curious, in your work, in consulting, in coaching, how do you see celebrating those small wins as building, a person's brain chemistry for one, but also the culture of their organization?
Yeah, what a great question. And so, with small wins, of course, you always have to acknowledge even the tiniest, right? Like we tell our educators for students and student progress, right? Every small win matters and counts. And so when we're talking about culture, and your systems within your organization, it's really looking at the psychological safety and awareness, with the individuals who are, part of your culture, right? Because many times, and I, recently, posted, a little blurb on LinkedIn about this. Many times we lose focus on the gems in our system, or at our campus, right? And the gems, I call the gems the power people, right? Because in culture, as you know, in your recent book as well, it's all about the people, right? And we can, purchase innovative, what is it, applications or resources and use our, funds for those, but why not invest in our human capital, the people in front of us, right? And with that psychological safety and the awareness of those individuals, those are the wins, because when you bring that forth to the people, that's a win, because they have that awareness, they're gonna move even further for you, right? They're going to perform kind of like students, right? They're going to perform even greater, and you'll start to look at what their biggest strengths are, and what some potential weaknesses are, and how you can really elevate and build on their capability and their capacity.
As you were telling that, I was thinking about back to the days when I was a principal, not, terribly long ago, but getting farther away. And you could sense in an organization very often when there were like ebbs and flows of energy and positivity. There are sometimes a year that are more positive and more negative than others. And it doesn't necessarily go by the regular, January to December calendar. It's more of a school year calendar kind of thing, when people are higher and lower. And so, I always felt like it was important during those times for us to celebrate some of the small wins, to give a boost on times when things were lower. But when I was thinking about it, when you were talking, I was thinking about like, what are the ways, what are some good ways that we can, in all practicality. So our listeners are maybe thinking, okay, I see why celebrating small wins might be, a good thing to do. But how do I do it? What's a good way to do it? If it doesn't come naturally to you, what are some good ways to kind of make it natural? What are some things that people can do?
Well, I believe a win for the observer and for the person, acting on it. I think a win is just, really focus on the person, right? Don't focus necessarily on your initiative, or the word culture. Like, I really need to, lift up my culture, or these new initiatives are coming from the organization, or TA, policies. But really focus on what your outcome is, right? What is going to be that small win? So if you're doing, a PD or a team building, like the win is really being observant of the people and their collaboration and their engagement, right? And recognizing it. How do you recognize it? Maybe that next time you go talk to that person that you're seeing, that's showing collaboration, and or showing, bringing the community and being that leader at your organization or at your campus or district, and really tapping into them, right? And using them to not only give them that small win, but when you do that in your action as you're observing, then you'll have even greater wins, long term, where you're really sustaining and building your culture. And it's not so much about, we sometimes, I remember starting as an admin, we start and we want to be kind of the change makers, right? We're going to change the world, right? That was kind of my mindset walking in 10 years ago as a brand new admin. And so, you kind of think about what's theory, what you learn from, college, or what you learn from just your learned experience, right? And your own way of when you were a student and teachers that you engaged with it. And so sometimes we kind of get things get messy and we have a perception. And so it's kind of like, okay, let's steer away from our perception or what we think we know, and let's kind of take that risk and explore and dive into our people and every little moment of change, if it's How somebody, greeted a student or that customer service, right? That's a win. That's a shift in the right direction. And then modeling yourself as a leader of what you're looking for, right? And how are you having those conversations with people, right? What are your approaches, to having dialogue with individuals, and how are you showing that it's a win, right? Are you showing it because you're putting things in mailboxes, or you're giving jeans pack passes, which are great. Teachers love jean passes. But how might you be showing it a little bit different to really elevate those wins to have even greater wins where now you're sustaining what you're looking for or that culture that is in the vision for the campus?
I have been focused in my mind while we've been speaking on a phrase you used earlier, and you said, it's a lot about psychological safety. You use psychological safety. And what that makes me think, especially when you were just were just speaking, was that people react differently to different, stimuli, as it were, about these small wins. Not everybody wants to be stood up in front of the whole group to be applauded, right? Some people that would be mortifying. They would hate that. Some people, want you to show your appreciation maybe with a gesture of like service. It's just making me think of the five love languages and how we've talked about, the five love languages in the workplace, and us understanding, us as leaders understanding that there are different ways, just like, us as leaders of maybe a campus or an organization, a teacher as a leader of a classroom, knowing as you said, knowing your people well enough to say, all right, with Marty, if we give him a sticker, a certificate, that might be good for him. If we did that to Monica, she would think it didn't mean anything. But if we said, you've done such a really good job on something, you've had this small win, and I'm going to cover your class so you can get some planning done. I'm just you coming off the top of my head here. An act of service might be some. Let me do your copying for you, so that you don't have to spend the time to. You can do something else, right? An act of service. And so it's important for us, right, Monica, to know what motivates our people so that when they have a small win, we can reward them appropriately. We can recognize them. It's not even reward. We can recognize them appropriately.
And I love that you brought in the term motivate, right? Because I was going to share with you too, when you have, I guess the formula, when you look at psychological safety, right? And making that space comfortable for the people that you're working with, right? You're going to have, it comes with motivation, right? So psychological plus motivation is going to have action after it, right? I recall, there was a time when I was a part of a change in a school, and I mentioned this in one of my video recordings on my LinkedIn post, where we're turning around a school, we're in such sense of urgency, right? And we think about education now and all the initiatives and the school improvement plans and the things that are happening in education, and there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of weight on leaders and teachers and everybody in that system, right? And so, that focus, when we talk about small wins, it's really looking at that win of psychological safety for motivation and defining that it's not doesn't matter about our titles, right? We can all have titles. Like I have a, doctor for my name. That doesn't matter. I'm still Monica, and I'm gonna do what I do and my passion. It doesn't matter to have the doctor in front of my name or not in front of my name, right? It's who you are and the potential and capability and capacity. And so I recall there was one conversation that I had with a teacher, and I told her, I asked her, you're a leader, right? Because she did, right? And that was my communication to her that, hey, I'm celebrating you. That's my win to you. Like, hello, you're a leader. And to my surprise, she, looked at me cold and kind of took a step back. And I remember this as if it was yesterday. And this, I'm telling you, this was probably about 10 years ago. And she looked at me and she says, "Really? Am I a leader?" And so, although I was celebrating and providing that win for her, that awareness or that psychological safety was not yet set, right? So it told me as a leader that I had to know my people more than just knowing about how many kids they have or, what they eat for breakfast, but truly knowing their power, right? And tapping into that and bringing that awareness not only for myself but also for them and seeing that they are leaders, right? And interesting enough too, Marty, I'll tell you, was when I was in a space with leaders, I asked the question, who in the room, sees themselves as a leader, right? Well, no one really raised their hand, and so it's kind of like, how can we start putting out those small wins of the work that we do without focusing on titles, right? And it's just how it's having that dialogue, right? It's having those conversations, and that sense of culture where we're doing almost like a feedback loop, right? Like, my feedback to you to grow is a win because I want to push you forward and give you where you need to, what you
Because you
want to be,
care
right?
enough about me to want me to do better.
Right. But also, give it to me. Like, give me the feedback so I can, that's another win, right? Where we talk about like it's reciprocal. It's not just one direction. And those are small wins, and those have to be lifted up when we're in the same spaces. If it's a staff meeting, or it's a employee of the, sometimes we do employee of the week or employee of the month, right? To really say the why. We're celebrating or why we're winning and championing these individuals and the people in your culture, the system.
Right. And what you described, what I can hear from what you're saying is because, we're in a time right now, especially in our field in education, where two things are both true. Number one, there are not as many people coming up through the system to be teachers and leaders as there used to be. And there's more need than there are people to fill those needs in a lot of places. That's number one. But also, we as educators have been raised to be humble. And like we don't, especially when we get into leadership, it's not about us, it's about what we do, it's about service and all that. And it's really hard sometimes to convince people, teachers, leaders, whatever, in our field especially, to say, no, this is you. Like you did something great. You did something that made this happen. I want to focus this feedback, positive feedback, on you. And you know what people, oh no, it's my kids, it's my team, like that. We tend to default to that. But I feel like people should take up their full space, right? And accept the fact that sometimes it's them. It's something that they've done really well. Pardon me. But also we have we're in competition to keep the good people with us when they have choices that they may not have had, a little while ago. And so it's also to our benefit to make sure that we celebrate the wins, the small wins and the big wins, so that they understand that we do appreciate their work. Because really, in all actuality, if people don't feel appreciated where they are, it's right now, in the times that we're in right now, easy for them to go someplace else. And we don't want that to happen.
Right. Yeah, and I think about, small wins, they're not so much just the nice to have, right? Of course, everybody wants to be celebrated and, but they're more structural, right? And it's almost like, where small wins really sustain the motion, right? And so when we talk about the psychological, going back to psychological safety and motivation, really those small wins is what's sustaining that motion in the direction that we're wanting to go in our design, in our restructuring, in our looking at our systems and how can we really build what we already have in the building that we're they're working on, as our campus or the district, especially when we think about school improvements or changing, from a school that's kind of on the red from failing to moving it to where it's not failing and looking at what's best for students and the outcomes that we're really wanting. So, just having that sustained energy and momentum where it's all built together, with the psychological safety and the win of what you're wanting.
No, I totally agree with all of that. I think that was very well stated. So, Monica, I'm going to ask you something. And again, I'm going to go to practicality. So, I'm a leader and I am listening to these two brilliant speakers on this episode, right? And I say, you know what? I see this and I want to celebrate some small wins with my people, but I don't know where to start. Right. So I might say, so you talked about it, and you kind of dovetailed on what I talk about with leaders, and that's knowing your people, right? And knowing something about your people. And you talked about knowing something about them at a deeper level than just surface, right? But that doesn't happen immediately. So one of my tips, tricks, techniques is to, if you're a leader, take a list of all of your staff members, everybody that works in your location. So I'm talking about if we'll say you're a school administrator, the administrators, the teachers, the paraprofessionals, the custodians, the food service people, everybody that works in your location, and take your staff list, which you probably already have, and write something next to everybody's name that is something you know about them personally, not job related, right? And for the ones that you don't have anything written down, or you have something very, surface written down, your job then is to find out. So you find out by going to that person and, engaging them in conversation and getting to know them. That's what that is. I would say that for a teacher in a classroom, you should also be able to do that for all of your students. You should take your class list and be able to write something you know about each of the kids. So that would be one tip, trick, technique. What's some that you can think of as well?
So I think about learning loops, right? And so when I describe a learning loop, so first of all, like a small win, in my experiences, right, has always been what makes the direction visible, right? And so in thinking that way, kind of start having creating that dialogue where teams and the people in your organization or your campus start to think like, this might actually work, and how might it work, right? And really creating those learning loops where one, we're asking the question, like, how might this work? What, how might it look a little bit different to be a win, right? Or this is a win we saw. How can we elevate it so we can move in the direction? So then it starts to become almost like it's not an initiative or a change, organizational change where it brings fatigue, right? Or even being overwhelmed, it's almost like the progress replaces that, right? Because you're starting to have that sustained change, which requires that emotional energy, right? And so when we talk about learning loops, we're asking the how might we, or this might actually work, right? And then let's do it. Let's give it a try, right? And sometimes, are just being people, humans, right? We might be like, yeah, no, I don't think we're ready for it, or yeah, I'm not sure, right? But why not? Why not test it out? See how it happens, then take some time to reflect. And I'm a big person about on reflection. Like, I think reflection is really a skill that really takes you to that next level, right? And so reflect, and as you reflect, then adjust the language, right? And so instead of like, how might this work, or this might actually work, the language can then be, oh, well, this worked. However, maybe we could have done this, or this worked, and right. And so just kind of, creating that learning loop within your small wins, keeping the direction visible, and celebrating at every milestone, right? And because just recently I was speaking to someone, and I was sharing with her, how, I've always since I was a kid, going to school, even my, graduate school, and even as an adult, Until recently, like I always had milestones, right? Like I did this and this and this. And so it's not so much about having milestones, right? But it's about just looking at your small wins, right? What are the wins you currently have? How have they been? Are we all aware of those small wins within our campus or organization and ourselves, right? And then bring those small wins together so they're even greater wins to give us more of a visible direction. And then start building that belief, right? Where you're elevating your culture and then say, hey, this might actually work. And then creating the learning loops, like I shared, which then protect their stamina because now, again, as I shared earlier, that sustains change, right? The organization change where you require that emotional energy and people are getting excited and they're seeing that it actually is a win. And then, it's no longer where people are feeling overwhelmed or fatigued. They see the collective group, right, and the collaboration, and now it's progress. And so now every movement becomes a win, right? And you're celebrating and you're making progress to where you want to be in your goals. And most importantly, where students' gaps start to close and you have greater outcomes and greater wins, not only for the organization and the people driving the work, but for students.
I just can't help it because how I think, Monica. What I heard when you were speaking is I was hearing you go to a foundational piece for me, which is people being seen, valued, and heard. And I heard you describing people being seen, people being valued, people being heard, but also you also talked about acknowledging that they have some autonomy, that there's purpose. They feel purposeful in what they do because they can see what they did to help move the learning loop along, right? And so I heard you using so many of the culture building, building blocks in that in just what you were talking about. And who wouldn't want to work where what you described happens? That, I mean, it's really, it would be, that would be a place that you would get up in the morning and want to go because you would feel like I make a difference here. I belong to this team and this team functions well because of my contributions. And that's what makes people want to come to work every day.
Right.
Monica, I want to wrap this up really quickly by first of all, thanking you for taking your time and hoping that your first podcast experience was positive and pleasant.
Right.
We'll talk later. If it wasn't, don't say it here on the recording. And also,
It
good, good. And also to remind our listeners that there are so many courses available on the Responsive Learning platform that dovetail right into what we're talking about today, courses on culture, courses on leadership. And I invite you to look at the Responsive Learning catalog and find something that speaks to you in these topics that we've been talking about today. But Monica, before we go, if people want to know more about you, if they want to learn more about you, how can people find you?
on LinkedIn. So I'm very active on LinkedIn. And actually, I just started to explore with some Wednesday welcomes, a weekly Wednesday welcome, just to give some ripples. And so I'll be sharing just a couple of ripples of just reflection, some learned lessons in my work and my experiences. And so, I welcome anyone to follow me on LinkedIn.
All right. And so in the show notes, you will find the way to find Monica on LinkedIn. Monica, thank you again so much for being here. I really, really appreciate your time.
Yes, and so I just want to leave you with one last thought, just wrapping up the whole small win concept, as I depart from this podcast, just thinking about small wins and having where they sit, right? And so thinking of a road, right? And the road of direction. I mentioned direction. And so small wins are really sit at the intersection of capability and action. And so when you're thinking about moving your organization to that next level, or your classroom or students, just think about where are those small wins on that road? They're at the intersection of capability and action and move forward. Take those risks.
I love it. We have now a great visual to kind of go along with the audio here, the intersection of capability and
Action.
action. I love it. Thanks again, Monica. And listeners, you know why now you need to follow Dr. Anguiano? Listen to what she's talking about here. Excellent information.